Here are the top 10 takeaways from this learning module. 1. Self-regulation is an important model in healthcare because the inclusion of experts' views in the governance of a profession is in the best interests of the public. Self-regulation is a privilege, however, and with privilege comes responsibility, neither of which should be taken for granted. 2. The RHPA will replace your profession-specific legislation. 3. All colleges have an obligation to act in the best interest of the public. Therefore, they take a common approach to regulating the professions, including shared basic requirements for registration and updating your contact information, to more complex obligations, such as mandatory reporting and engaging in continuing competence activities. 4. There is a new model in place for authorizing the performance of healthcare activities, known as reserved acts, which are activities the government has deemed to be high risk. 5. The list of reserved acts in the RHPA is not assigned to a single profession, nor are individual acts explicitly associated with specific professions in the list. Instead, several professions share the authority to perform acts in the list, and regulations specify which of them fall into the scope of practice of each profession. 6. You must be aware of which reserved acts you are authorized to perform, and if there are any conditions to meet before you perform them. 7. Health professionals are obligated to assess their own personal competence to perform authorized reserved acts. 8. Health professionals must always remain current in practice, and all colleges must have mandatory programs in place to ensure the continuing competence of registrants. 9. Colleges use three types of documents: codes of ethics, standards of practice, and practice directions to guide and support registrants in competent practice. Registrants are obligated to practice in accordance with these documents, even if they conflict with an employer's policies. 10. The RHPA promotes collaborative interprofessional practice and client-centered care in the best interest of the public.